you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot, and this is your host, Charanbir Mahal from the IND TV USA. Hey, you can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, the San Jose Sharks are back home at the SAP Center after a four-game road trip. On that road trip, they started off against the Anaheim Ducks, which they lost 3-1. And that was followed up by a game against the Los Angeles Kings. There in the first period, the Sharks find themselves down 3-0, and it was an uphill battle for the Sharks for the rest of the game. They came close. They finally lost that game as well, 3-2. Now at the start of that game, what kind of got the things off on a wrong start was a pass from Toffoli to CeCe got picked up in the offensive zone, and which really led to that attack, leading to the first goal by the Kings. And the second one was a little mix-up that was by Henry behind the net, where the Kings guy got on the right side off the boards and just swung around the net and got a pass through the crease, which ended up in the Sharks' net. Well, the third game on the road was against the Vegas Golden Knights, and that was a tough night for the Sharks as they fell 7-3. But after that, the last game was just yesterday, last night, and that was in Utah against the Utah Hockey Club in Salt Lake City. Now, in that game, Sharks found themselves on the wrong end of a 4-1 as they start off in the third period. But nonetheless, they scored three goals in the third, tie the game, and then won it in just minute 26 into the overtime. And that was the first win by the Sharks this season. So this season, they're 1-7-2. So that's a great feel-good win by the Sharks. But in the whole process, they set a pretty interesting sort of a dubious NHL record. They became the only team to start two consecutive seasons with at least nine consecutive losses. But hopefully Sharks are settling in. As we said earlier, there's a lot of youngsters on the team and there's a lot of things that need to get dialed in, and it's going to take a while for the Sharks to really start to pick up their game. So with that, tonight the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Los Angeles Kings. The Kings are currently second in the Pacific Division with 12 points, while the San Jose Sharks are last in the Pacific Division with just 4 points. They're also last in the NHL right now. Now the Sharks face off against the Kings 4 times this season. Tonight is the second of the fourth matchup, and they have an opportunity with the win here tonight to tie the series at 1. But nonetheless, it's going to be an interesting matchup for the San Jose Sharks tonight. On the lineup today, on the top line is William Eklund and Mikael Granlund and Tyler Toffoli. A couple of interesting things about the top line. Granlund had no goals when the Sharks went on the road, and right now he's leading the Sharks with 5 goals in the last 4 games, and he has 3 assists and 8 points in just last 5 games. So a great road trip, at least for Mikael Granlund individually. And also interestingly, all 3 on the top line are tied with 5 goals so far. On the second line is Daniel Gustjan with Alexander Wennberg, with Fabian Zetterlund. And on the third line is Barclay Goodrow with Will Smith, who's back in the lineup today, and Luke Cunning. On the fourth line is Ethan Cardwell. That's first NHL game by Ethan. He was watching that game from San Jose, the last night's game. And just after that great win by the Sharks, he got a call just 7 minutes after that that he's getting his first shot tonight. He was really excited, called his parents back in East Coast. I think the time there was after 1 a.m. But finally, he got hold of the family, and his family flew right away, and they're here tonight to see their son on the ice for the first time, playing his first NHL game. So good luck to Ethan. Hope he gets a point today and also gets on the scoreboard. Now with him is Nico Sturm and Carl Grundstrom. Then in the defense tonight is Jake Waldman with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, and Henry Thrun is a healthy scratch today. In his place is Jack Thompson with Matt Benning. In the net tonight is Vitek Vanacek. With that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. So what do you think about the matchup today?
We're excited coming off the momentum of last night's win, hoping, you know, that we want to give a little bit of tough love, but also, you know, support, and hopefully we can use that and turn it into a good season.
And I assume he disagrees with you right here?
Yeah, I do actually.
Well, who do you think is winning, and what do you think score might be?
I think the Kings are going to win like 4-2.
But you know, I mean, yeah, Kings won the last game, but at the end of the day, it was a close game. Yeah, they got those early goals, but the second, third period, it was all Sharks, and maybe they're going to build on that tonight.
Yeah, because we didn't have like enough, we didn't have the momentum going into the third. So hopefully we'll have a lot of momentum tonight.
So what are you liking from the Sharks this season?
I think the new players, both the veterans and the rookies that have come in, have offered a lot of good, you know, that vibe that they're just bringing in. And then from the veterans, seeing the support and the mentoring the younger players, hopefully saw it last night a little bit. They're starting getting that all started, so hopefully that can continue, and fingers crossed.
And what do you think score is going to be today?
I'm going to say 4-3 Sharks in overtime.
And that sounds very good, but what is the sign that you got here? You want a backup getter sign?
My son. And he decided a couple years ago he wanted to be a Kings fan. So we thought tonight we'd just have some fun with it and enjoy the game together.
So is there any bet going on between you two?
No. Maybe when he's a little older, so we'll see.
Well, I sure hope Sharks win in regulation today just to show him.
Yep, that would be even better. Go Sharks!
Go Kings, go!
So what do you think? You think Sharks got a shot here tonight?
I do. I think they got a shot here tonight. Ethan Cardwell is playing his first game here. I think he's ready to make a big step in the NHL, pave his way and keep it going. So I think the Sharks can win this one tonight against LA.
Actually, we just talked to him, so you must be his brother.
I am his brother, and I think he's going to make a big impact on the ice here tonight.
He said you guys were here, and I believe you were the first one in family he spoke to once he got a call, right?
He did. He called me last night. He got a call early, about 12:30. He called me. We got a hold of our parents, and honestly, we made it here. It's a surprise, but we did it.
And where are your parents?
Parents are right here behind me. They're here supporting them every step of the way.
Why don't we have you guys inside, too, here?
Here, we'll bring my mom apart. My mom will come in.
Inside. Okay. So I heard when he was trying to call you, you guys were all sleeping.
We were.
What? So you were not watching Shark?
No, we were not. We had it on Do Not Disturb once in my life. And anyways, we were happy that we got the call finally. So
how did it work out? I know he got hold of you. How'd you just woke him up?
And he got a hold of me.
17 missed calls, and I finally picked up.
Several different people trying to reach out to her. And he finally said, all right, let's split up. You call mom, I'll call dad. So we did it, and honestly, we got a hold of them, and we got in a flight at 6 a.m., and we made it here. So yeah. Ethan Cardwell, ready to make an impact out there.
And I heard you guys were here just a few days ago.
We were here last week, and then we went we saw a couple of the CUDA home opener games, went to Vegas, and then went home, and then we unpacked and repacked again. So it's good. We're happy to do that.
And how does it feel, I mean, to have your son here play his first NHL game? That's a dream started long time ago. Is it 15, 16 years ago, wasn't it?
A long time ago, since he was about just walking. Yeah, so it's heartwarming.
And as a brother now, what do you think about it?
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I saw him grind, grow up in the arena, work hard. Honestly, he tried to push me to be a hockey player too. Just wasn't for me, but he put in the work, and we're ready to see it here tonight.
Well, let's hope he get a point, gets on the board. But nonetheless, I think you can't go wrong on the first day. So.
You just want to be part of the Sharks, so we're happy to be here. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Well, perhaps the most exciting thing here just before the start of the game is Ethan Cardwell sort of stepping on the ice and going around the rink a bit and taking some shots during the warm-up. And of course, he's doing well in the first period. He spent just over 4 minutes on the ice. You know, his ice time is 4:25 in the first period. Now, the Sharks started the game off well. It seemed like they were much better control today than they were back in Los Angeles a few days ago, where they lost 3-2. Sharks also had two power play opportunities early on. One was just 30 seconds into that first period, and the second one was a little bit after 3 minutes. Sharks weren't able to capitalize on either of those power plays, but then they also had to kill a couple of penalties, and a few seconds of even 5-on-3, they were also able to kill that. Neither team scored in the first period. The first period ended with the score tied at 0, but they were also tied on shots on goal. Both teams had 8 shots on goal. However, Kings were a little bit better in the faceoff circle, getting 65% of the faceoffs in the first period as compared to Sharks with just 35.
For Grundstrom, with the Kings changing. Grundstrom, a shot from long range, handled by Riddick. To center for Grundstrom, with the Kings changing. Grundstrom, a shot from long range, handled by Riddick. Back to the half wall. Lewis was working. Eklund is free, and he shot it wide. Rookie drops it off, trying to connect with Tanner Janot. Fired on net at V. Zetterlin. Zetterlin gets it back. Zetterlin, a shot kicked out.
The second period started with the game tied at 0, but just over 2 minutes into that second period, Shark had a faceoff in the left circle in the offensive zone. The faceoff initially was going to be taken by Nico Sturm, but he was kicked out by the ref, and then it was Granstrom who took the faceoff. Sharks kind of lost the faceoff. Puck ended up behind the Kings player, but Nico Sturm just kind of jumped into the circle, got to the puck, and he passed it back by bouncing it off the left board onto the tape of Wallman by the blue line, and he just unloaded a bomb of a shot that went straight in the net and put the Sharks up on a 1-0 lead.
He said to his pregame he's optimistic about the timetable for Celebrini. Thinks he's around the corner. Score from the point! It's Jake Wallman with a rocket, and the Sharks strike first. Warsawski said to his pregame he's optimistic about the timetable for Celebrini. Thinks he's around the corner. Score from the point! It's Jake Wallman with a rocket, and the Sharks strike first.
But that lead lasted less than a minute as a bad change by the Sharks led to a turnover in the neutral zone, and Clark skated the puck on top of that right circle. He ripped a shot that hit the helmet of Vitek. The puck bounced over him and landed in the blue paint behind him, and that's when Akil Thomas just pounced on it and tapped it in the net and tied the game at 1.
Trevor Moore motors in. He drops for Clark, moving in. Clark, a shot, rebound, and they score! Akil Thomas!
Well, after that, for the rest of the period, it was all Kings. But Sharks are lucky to come out of the second period with the game tied at 1 goal each. Sharks took 3 penalties, and there was another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the bench. But nonetheless, Sharks were able to kill the penalty and ended the second period tied at 1. However, they were outshot in the second period, 18-6.
Protecting, hounded by Grundstrom, carrying in behind with a shot, and Vanacek to stop. 5 seconds remaining. Clark with a wrister, fought off by Vanacek. Jay Kopitar scanning. Clark blew a tire, and here goes Granlund. Mikhail Granlund in alone. Jay Kopitar scanning. Clark blew a tire, and here goes Granlund. Mikhail Granlund in alone.
Well, in the third period, the story was very different. Sharks just came out of the gates in the third period, putting a lot of pressure on the Kings and had the Kings on their heels a bit. And just over 3 minutes into that third period, Nico Sturm drew a holding penalty. Now, Sharks were unable to score on the power play, just on the very next shift after the power play. Waldman made this pass in the neutral zone from the left board to Zetterman on his right, and Zetterman just skated the puck to top of that right circle and just lasered a wrister to the short side and made it 2-1 Sharks.
Touched on by Wennberg for Zetterlund on the hop. Zetterlund scores! And the Sharks have the lead. Touched on by Wennberg for Zetterlund on the hop. Zetterlund scores! And the Sharks have the lead.
Well, less than 3 minutes later, a missed assignment by the Sharks' D left Alex Lafriere wide open in front of the net, and Fogel was able to get the pass to him from the backboard, and he shot one in the net and tied the game at 2.
Wennberg dug it free. Fogel won it back.
Well, the Sharks lost the lead twice today, and now to win this game here, they're going to have to get a third lead, and which did come just after the 11 minutes into that game. And that's when Jake Waldman stepped up on the left board, put a check on the winger, and he just stepped a couple of steps back, got the puck back, and then he made a pass to Toffoli right in front of the net. And Toffoli scored with the backhanded shot and made it 3-2 Sharks.
And now Kempe, checked by Waldman. Glove down, Waldman out in front, Toffoli scores! And now Kempe, checked by Waldman. Glove down, Waldman out in front, Toffoli scores!
Well, this time the Sharks would hold on to that lead until the last final seconds of the game. That's when the Kings took their goalie out with the sixth player in and a lot of sort of pressure in the offensive zone. Mario Frato made a huge block. He just laid down, made the block. But that started another event, which ended up with William Eklund scoring an empty netter goal and making it 4-2. So the final score tonight, 4-2 Sharks. This is the first home win for the Sharks this season.
Kempe, a one-timer, is blocked. Chipped ahead, pursued by Eklund. He scores! The empty netter to cap it.
Jake Waldman had a three-point night tonight. He had the first goal for the Sharks. That was the first goal this season by a defenseman for the Sharks. And he also had 2 assists. He had the assist on that game-winning goal.
6 points your last 3 games. And just take us through the emotions of the game and your first goal, too.
I think you guys said it. It's up and down. There were some moments in that game where we bent, but I felt we didn't break and stuck together the whole time. I think we have a pretty close group, so obviously we've gone through a lot of adversity, but we know how to battle through those tough times now.
One thing that, you know, kind of came out in some of the social media videos after last night's game was just the belief of winning and how much Coach Warsawski loves to chase a feeling. How much did getting that first win, just in your minds of the team, contribute to holding on to tonight?
Yeah, well, everybody will tell you too, coming to the rink this morning was a lot of fun, and just kind of gives everybody that little confidence boost. And yeah, you said it, Warsaw said it, believe out there. And even when we were down, kind of held that belief, and we're doing a lot of great things for most of those games, and especially last game and this game. And yeah, it's just believing. We got a really strong group mentally, and all it takes is a couple bounces here and there, and we're finding success.
Was there a message between the second and the third period? Even though the second period you guys were still tied, but it felt like LA had all the momentum, but then in the third you guys were able to really push back there. So anyway, anything said between the...
Not really, not much. It was the same stuff. I thought we were playing pretty solid most of the game there, and we had a lot of chances, and it was just burying them. I think we were pretty opportunistic this game and took advantage of a lot of stuff, and stuff that we talked about before the game all week, kind of all camp and all beginning of the season, we kind of did tonight, and I thought it was a pretty full 60-minute effort tonight.
So it was the first by a Sharks defenseman this year. How important is it for the blue line to kind of start chipping in here with some more offense?
Yeah, I think we can all contribute. We've all kind of individually done in the past, all of our D-men, and I think anytime we can help the forwards out, biggest thing is just getting it up to them. We got so many skilled forwards and putting the puck in their hands. You saw that with Zet's goal and Toff's goal. So putting it in their hands, letting them do the work and kind of contributing where we can, it gives everybody confidence.
On that Toffoli's goal, you pinched there, knocked down the forward, got the puck back. What do you saw from there?
Yeah, it's part of our game plan to step up on the wingers and be aggressive. All of our D trust our forwards that we're going to be back to support us if we don't get the puck. So yeah, that was just that. We've kind of done it all game, and it worked out. It turned into a goal, that one. So that's kind of our DNA. It's been something we've been practicing.
Mario Ferraro took a big block there right before the empty netter. He was mobbed on the bench. Yeah. Just to see that guy, I mean, that's what he does, right? But just to see him lay out and the end of his shift, yeah. What did that mean to the bench?
Yeah.
He was getting mobbed over there.
Yeah, what a warrior he is. Kind of has that same compete off the ice as he does on the ice. He's a great guy. Everybody wants that guy on your team, you know. So he'll do what it takes. Doesn't care what the score is. He'll put his body in the line. You saw that there. He's competitor. Can't say enough good things about him. What an animal, and won us the game there at the end for sure.
You said about Cody Ceci as your partner there.
Yeah, I thought we've been doing a lot of good things, and he's easy to play with out there. Cece and I kind of built a good connection right from camp, and kind of haven't been separated. So I feel like we've grown together. We've learned kind of where each other's going to be, and yeah, I love playing with him. It's fun.
How much fun, or even just like, I don't know, unbelievable is not the right word, but yesterday, 5 minutes left, you guys were down 3 goals, and now you guys are on the 2-game winning streak. Just can you describe just the turn of events here?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe don't turn the TV off when the Sharks are playing. Sure, a lot of people did, but yeah, it's stick with us, and we're trying. We're doing the right things for most of the games. We're doing the right things, and it's only a matter of time it's going to come. And like I said, we have confidence now, and a lot more fun coming to the rink when we're winning.
Fabian Zetterlund had a great night tonight, and he had that second goal for the Sharks, and what a laser that was.
Like Jake was just saying, how much more confidence are you guys playing with right now as opposed to maybe 4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah, I mean, the bounce is our way right now, and we stick to our plan. I mean, and it's, we're having fun out there, you know, and we get rewarded too, so it's a good feeling.
You talk about your goal, what you saw there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real good play by Wenny. He just gave me the puck, and I come in ton of speed there, and just think I had Gush on the other side, but why not shoot it? And I just find it up and score.
You went wide yesterday too, you know, going up the wing and then being the goalie in close. Do you feel you're using your speed now? You're using that as part of your game more here?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm doing that, I'm playing my best, and I mean, I want to do it every night, and I just kind of keep doing it.
How much confidence do you start to have? I mean, one thing that Coach Rostovsky said is he's tried to, you know, have you hit the net a little bit more, but looks like you're starting to kind of to get your shot in order, and it's starting to pay dividends. Last night with a big goal to get the game, I think it was tied, and then go from there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I want to build more confidence, you know, and if I'm hitting the net, I know I have a weapon, and I just going to use it, so hit the net.
You mentioned Wenberg. He's had two really strong back-to-back games here. What has he meant to you as your centerman lately?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's easy to play with him, you know. It's always in the right spot, and he want to give me the puck too, which I love, and just going to get open, so yeah.
What did you guys do in the third period and the second? They seemed to have a lot of the territory, but in third, though, you guys really, you know, kind of shut it down there. So can you talk about just what you guys did right in the third?
Yeah, we just emptied the tank. I mean, we're really good physically, and we just emptied the tank. I mean, we did it for the fans, you know. We just had it, and we just went for it, and it went well.
So they answered your first two goals right away, and then you guys got the third goal, and then they had no answer for that. So what was the feeling for you guys when you got that third goal and they didn't tie it back up?
Yeah, I mean, we went our way. I mean, stuck to our plan, you know. We play against a really good team, and we shut him down at the end, and Mario makes a huge block, and I mean, that's fired the whole bench up, the whole fans, the whole crowd and everything. So yeah, we're that's great stuff.
What does it mean to for VTech? Obviously, you know, with the injuries last year, a little bit of relationship with him, and then obviously McKenzie, all three Devils. I mean, just to see him get that win. What did that, you know, see him play that well and get that win? What did that mean to the team?
Yeah, Blackie got it last night and VTech today. So, I mean, I'm just happy for both of them. You know, they play really well. I know them for a long time now, and I know when they're both playing like this, they're one of the best goalies in the league, like pairing. So, I mean, that's really good for us.
In the second period, you sat in a box for a misconduct penalty. I don't know if that was something you said or something the bench, but can you just, what happened there?
I was quiet. I didn't say that much. I just talked Swedish on the bench. So, I mean, if the ref knows Swedish, he might throw me out there. But, yeah, I didn't say anything.
Is this the most confidence that you've ever played with at the last couple of games here?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I feel really good. I mean, it's just gonna keep going. Yeah, preparing for the next game. You know, we're having fun in here. You know, and yeah, it pays off.
How important is this homestand for you guys? You know, you try to get back to 500. How important is it to keep this momentum going and try to get back in this thing?
Yeah, I mean, we play back to back and we did what we did. And I mean, tomorrow it's a day off and we're going to enjoy it and take care of our bodies and stuff and then right back at it next game.
Well, it was a special night for Ethan Cardwell and the family, this being his debut NHL game. He played pretty well. He even had a 3-on-1 breakaway, but he chose to pass rather than shoot. But nonetheless, a night before, he enjoyed the Sharks win while watching on TV, and tonight he was part of it.
Ethan, how does it feel, first NHL game, and it's a win?
Yeah, obviously it feels amazing to get the first win at home this season and kind of hear the building rocking like it was. Pretty special. And just, yeah, first game is always interesting at any level and pretty cool to live a lifelong dream and fulfill that tonight.
Looked like you got pretty engaged pretty quickly. How did you feel your game went?
Yeah, I think I did my job. I felt solid out there. Made some solid plays, and I feel like my line played with some energy tonight, so we were happy with what we did.
How many people did you end up having here? You mentioned your parents, but also grandparents and, you know, friends. I don't know how many.
Yeah, a couple friends too. Billet family from junior. So I think around 10 or 12. So pretty special to have them here for this moment and be able to grab a dinner with them afterwards and just kind of debrief and enjoy a day off with them tomorrow.
Well, you're not counting too your Barracuda teammates. So did you expect
that? I didn't even think about that. That was so cool in warmups there, having them right down on the glass cheering me on. Obviously it's an amazing group down there, and guys are such friends here in the prospect pool and all throughout the organization, so to see them there front and center was hilarious, and I got a good chuckle out of it.
Was that a surprise?
Yeah, it was. I knew they might be coming. I didn't think they'd be down there on warm-ups on the glass, so that was funny.
There was a 3-on-1 in the second period. You elected to pass. You kind of go back in your mind and think, oh, I should have shot that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we won, so I'm not kicking myself too much. But, no, next time I might shoot that one.
Was there a welcome to the NHL type moment for you out there tonight?
I think just taking warm-ups, being out there and just skating around with the guys and taking in the crowd and seeing family and friends in the crowd. It was kind of special, and I made a point of not trying to focus just on the warm-ups and just on the game, but to try to take it all in, because you only play your first game once.
You mentioned the crowd and getting the win. You told us before the game, you said, you know, let's keep it going. I mean, how much confidence does, you know, walking into this room, just seeing it now, how much, I mean, you feel like the confidence level of the team, even though you've been here a short time, just feels a little different than maybe than what you might have been expecting?
Yeah, for sure. It feels like we're rolling, and it's true. So, I mean, it's been a great day for me, but like great last 2 days for the guys. And, yeah, it's all paying off from camp. You know, it was a very competitive camp. I think we did a lot of things well back then, and I obviously haven't been here for the first little bit, but just watching the guys, you could see the game was there a couple off nights, but you know, it was coming, and I'm glad we got to show that tonight.
You got a little bit of penalty kill time just to in your first career game, you know, get that trust from the coach. How much does that mean to you, and just you know, a testament to what you talked about, just having that defensive skill in your end?
Yeah, for sure. It's something I pride myself on, is the penalty kill and trying to be good on that. So if any way I can help out the team in that regard, and yeah, it definitely feels good to have a little bit of trust.
Your line played seemed like a very straightforward game. Did you get sort of any advice from Nico or Carl, just
kind of leadership there?
Yeah, I think we talk after most shifts and just say let's just continue what we're doing. Let's play fast. Let's get pucks in deep and let's get on bodies and try to create turnovers. And I feel like we did a pretty decent job of that.
And also huge congratulations to the Sharks head coach who had his first NHL win on the road last night. And tonight he gets his second NHL win at home right here in San Jose at the SAP Center. And also he talks about how the Sharks were able to push back late in the third, especially after a win on the road last night.
So Ryan, I made a comment earlier about how odd it is to have a team in Salt Lake City. But that turns out to be where you got your first win, and then you get a win here now in the tank. So how do you feel about these two landmark games?
Yeah, I mean, a win's a win. I don't care if we, wherever we win a game, we win. It doesn't matter where it is. We want to win hockey games here. Proud of the guys tonight in the back-to-back effort to the way we performed, the way we showed up and we worked was how it should look. And proud of the group.
Can you talk especially about the third period? In the second period, it seemed like the Kings had a lot of the territory, but at third, though, you guys really pushed back there. You know, was there a message between periods to the guys?
Yeah, I think the game was there for the taking, and we need to learn to go on the attack and be aggressive and get on teams and go win hockey games, not sit back on our heels and just try to defend. And that's when, you know, bad habits creep in, and I think, you know, credit to the group. To go out there, and they went and got it. And we had a really good third period, first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we were all over them. To get rewarded was nice.
With Ethan Cardwell and the fourth line, kind of epitome of going to get it. They draw a penalty there in the first couple minutes of the third, yeah. And that leads to a lot of the momentum.
Yeah, that line was outstanding. Ethan was really good too. Gave us some fresh legs, and obviously can skate, competitive kid, so that line was good tonight.
Jake Wallman, first goal by a defenseman from the team, but 6 points his last two games. Just, can you talk about what he's meant as just kind of a guy, not just offensively last two games, but he's, I mean, locked it down. Him and Cody as a pairing have been really good the last two.
Yeah, they've been good. And Jake, you know, he's a big kid that can skate. He can, when he's physical, when he's engaged, he's a difference maker out there. He's one of the best defensemen on the ice when he's engaged and he's skating, and he's got a big heavy shot. He can break out pucks. I think that this kid's got, the sky's the limit for him and his ability. It's there. He's going to continue to improve and get better. And he was obviously, he got a shot through tonight and gets rewarded with the goal.
You mentioned after the last game just the belief in winning and knowing and finally getting the rewards of that belief. Just how much do you feel that mentality of after last night's win, just knowing that you can win a game, do you think that carried over into the confidence of holding on to tonight's game and never stopping?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you have that energy from last night, you win a game, you get a group in the way we won, the belief factor starts creeping in and everyone's pulling the rope the same way, and that's what team sport, and that's what the game of hockey is. That's how you have to win hockey games. It's a team sport. It's not gonna be one individual, it's gonna be one guy a different night than the other night. So for sure that had a big impact on the game.
I don't know, the kind of joke that he said something to the official in Swedish, and I guess the official might have understood him or whatever. But that was a pretty big moment in the game, all those penalty kills in the second period.
Yeah, PK was really good. I think what he had, kill four in the second there. So that probably has a little bit to do with the momentum of the game shifted. I'm not really sure what happened with that call, to be honest with you, but we killed it off. We went to work, and that's what we got to have. We just got to have a short-term memory and move forward.
Kings top line didn't have a point today, or didn't maybe have one or two shots. What do you think the job you guys did against Kopitar?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, took away time and space, something we've talked about the last few days of not just their line, but you know, in Utah as well. We got to take teams' time and space away. We're doing a way better job of that the last two games. And you know, Granny, Wallman, CeCe, that line of Granny had to shut down that line. Did a really good job.
Did you think Wallman could, when you first got him, he could play 24, 25 minutes a night? Take on some of that offensive responsibility there.
Did we think? Yeah, for sure. You know, Mike sought him. You know, he's a good player in Detroit. I think it was a great ad for us, and puck moving guy that was hard to find. And he's big. He's physical. He can skate. Yeah, we can. They don't just fall off trees. So it's a good acquisition for sure.
Couple more here.
Zetterlund both have 6 goals right now. I mean, it seems like they're starting to heat up here for you.
Yeah, we're starting to score. We're getting chances 5-on-5. It's coming, right? And even, you know, we're getting some grade A chances that we're not finishing on. So it's starting to come. It's still going to keep get better every day. You know, that's going to be the, we're going to 12-1. We'll turn the page and we'll get ready for Chicago.
Ryan, when we talked to you in Vegas, Mario said we'll win the next game, which was the Utah game. Now you're on a two-game winning streak. So does Mario get credit for it? What's going on right now?
He's got a good confidence. I like that. I'll take it.
Mario took a big block there. Obviously, what can you speak to that? And too, I mean, he was getting looked at there at the bench. I mean, it looked like he was in a lot of pain. How is he doing?
I haven't really got a full update, but a great block. You know, and that's what it takes to win. When you win, you walk by a locker room. There's a lot of ice bags. When you lose, there's not a lot of ice bags. So our guys are learning that. It's the little details that are going to win hockey games. And for Mario to get rewarded, he's been through a lot in this organization for the 4 years, 5 years he's been here. Huge block tonight for him.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 21-15 and blocked shots 24-11, while the Kings led in shots 28-21, faceoffs 58%-42%, giveaways 13-2, and takeaways 10-6. And I do want to highlight another thing for the Sharks tonight. In that third period, Sharks only allowed 2 shots on goal by the Kings. So that was a very impressive performance by the Sharks in 2 consecutive games, both in the third periods especially. And now for the 3 stars of the game. All 3 stars are from the Sharks tonight. The first star is Jake Wallman, who had 1 goal and 2 assists. He had a 3-point night. He scored 6 points in his last 3 games. The second star is Tyler Toffoli, who had the game-winning goal tonight, and he had 14 minutes and 51 seconds ice time. The third star for tonight is Vitek Vanacek, who made 26 saves on 28 shots, and he was 0.929 save percentage. Well, we will see you again on Thursday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Chicago Blackhawks right here at the SAP Center. And for those of you watching our show, thank you for watching. And those who are listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.